Welcome to the Adult Puberty Podcast. I don't know about you, but navigating life as an adult can be just as uncertain, exciting, and full of growing pains as adolescence was. This podcast is all about self-development and growth in the areas of physical health, emotional stability, and spiritual maturity. We've got a lot to talk about. Let's do it. It's like, did anybody even ask like what the soil is like? You know what I mean? Like, and when I say soil, I mean like someone's like willingness, because you could be like everybody knows so much that they haven't yet discovered that they don't know anything. But like everybody knows so much, and I'm not talking about your personal convictions, or it could be, you know, like the things that we believe, like, nope, I believe this, or I feel like this, and I blah, 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 right? Whatevs. But like the soil to me is one's willingness and openness to all that they don't know, right? Like, I was just listening to an atheist the other day, and I agree with like pretty much everything that he said, like minus the things that I didn't agree with or not even agree with, share his, you know, whatever, but I don't have to, right? He didn't put that out there for me to like it or whatever, but it was interesting. Like, I'm somebody who is open and not open to the point of reckless to you know what I hold dear, but open to the point of just realizing that I could fill 10 million oceans with the amount of things that I don't know, right? Does that mean that I'm willing to like know about everything? No, some stuff I just don't care about. Like, yeah, I don't want to know about that. Like, not interested. But it doesn't mean that I am not willing, right? Like, I feel like I have willing soil. But for somebody who feels like they know everything and it's like, you know, not a lot of like, you know, wiggle room, you know, I don't know that they should be getting a shrub. Let's just say they are searching for something, right? And in a form of like religion. I don't think that that person should get like a shrub because they're not even ready for that, because their soil isn't ready for that, right? I feel like God is the only one who could plant seeds. And, you know, the word talks about how God has planted eternity in our hearts. Well, you know, since he's planting eternity, like, he's planting faith too, right? But you can't just like, I'm not gonna say force that on people, but like, I feel like we all need to think about our soil, you know, before we like go planting like a 100-year-old tree, you know what I mean, where it's not ready yet. You know, that soil is not like turned. It's not prepared for a 100-year-old tree. Like, why would you, you know what I'm saying? And just let, like, discover life from like that newness, you know, that wonder, you know, that openness to know what you didn't know and to see what you didn't even think was possible, or to experience, you know, what you never experienced. Like, just to have that openness, like a child, you know, like, I think about how I had a relationship with God since I was like a kid. And it wasn't because anybody in my family indoctrinated me. Like, my family wasn't religious. Like, they went to church. Well, my grandma did, but like, my family wasn't like overly religious. So, I mean, we prayed before like Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, stuff like that. But nobody pushed God on me. And being a child who is just naturally curious and open and, you know, optimistic and just, you know, exploratory, the Lord, you know, saw fit to introduce himself to me at that young age. And it's just been a journey of so much since then, right? Let's just go back to like six, like since the age of six, and I'm like 44 now. It's been a long, long journey, right? And me even getting to this point of realizing like all of this stuff, like what the world is and, you know, what I want and what I want to buy, what I want to like, great. But it's like still nothing. Like it still don't mean nothing, you know. But it's because of my relationship with God that I've gotten to this point. But it was like something that he started from a seed, like he planted that seed. And all any of us can ever do, hope to do, if that's what we're supposed to do, is water something, you know what I mean, that we ultimately didn't plant. And being okay with the fact that everything is not for everybody and somebody's choice can always be other or just no, you know? But just being mindful of our soil, you know, or somebody else's soil. Because this life and like the realization, I just feel like the world is set up so that you think that this is all there is, right? Like, so we keep being on a hamster wheel and we keep doing the same things and living the same days and buying the same things and going the same places and eating the same foods. And it's like, but it's, and we just keep doing it. And then you add in money, like, that's why any of this is done. Like, if money wasn't a thing, which, you know, whatever, money has been around since when, who knows? I don't know. It's been a long round. But it's like, when I said while I was underemployed that I am not chasing money, it felt weird and freeing and my truth, though. And it's like, you know, the world is like, well, you know, you no longer have this salary and you are this age and you don't have this and you don't have that. And so you need to go and, you know, do something and work at a place that, you know, hopefully you don't hate, but, you know, liking it is not a requirement, and work for 40 hours or really 50 hours. And yeah, so that you can have all this other stuff. And I'm not saying that I don't want anything, right? I am not like I've arrived and like I am just above all this. I still want stuff. I still have goals. I still have things I want to accomplish, right? And that, you know, when I feel like that, that gives me something to do, because the realization of what it all is, honestly, is kind of like disappointing. You know what I mean? But I don't live in that space, but I know it to be true. And it also helps to influence, you know, a lot of the times, like how I'm moving day to day, you know, what I let, you know, in my space, or what I give my energy to, or, you know what I mean? Like, and you know, like what I was saying about the atheist dude too, right? Like, he basically came to the same conclusion. Like, that when I say what I'll tell you, like, I agree with like everything he said, except for stuff that I just didn't, you know, identify with, I guess. He realizes like this is like pointless. Like, all of this is like dumb. And he's like a younger guy. And it's interesting too, like, this is my theory that the point of life is to get to the realization, is to get to the end of life, not in death, but in your mind and, you know, your will, your desires, blah, 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 right? To realize and to see it as it truly is. Maybe that's it. Maybe the point of life is to see life as it truly is, so that you can really begin to live life. You know, like, for me, you know, I believe that this is where it ties in, where like it says that my life is hidden with Christ in God, right? That I have a newness of life. And it's like, you know, it really, really is, because this that's all around is, I can't even explain it. Like, do y'all understand what I'm saying? Like, does anybody understand what I'm saying, or like feel the same or similar or not? Like, what, like, am I making sense? I know what I'm saying because it's my truth, but I also want to articulate it and share it in a way where, whether or not you agree or disagree, you still at least understand, so that you can agree or disagree, right? I don't know. I just think the point of this is to get to the end of it. Like, I remember my one friend, like, we were both single, and he's just like, man, I want a wife, man. I just blah, blah, blah. And we were talking about God and something, and I don't remember. All I remember is I said, like, oh, he said something like, you know, well, I'm just supposed to like get up every day and just be okay with just God and not having a wife or a girlfriend or whatever like that. And he was like, yeah, I wouldn't be okay with that. And I'm like, well, maybe that's the point. Like, so that we get to a point where we can let all these other things go, you know, like, we don't feel so tied to it. Like, I feel like I was tied to and tortured to like wanting to be married and wanting to be, you know, in a serious relationship, like really wanting like a real, real connection. Like, I feel like it was a form of like bondage for me, because I wanted it so, so bad. Like, I just used to pray all the time that I would get married and, you know, find a person for me, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was a source of bondage for me. And while I still do hope to get married and I still do desire that, it is not like, it is not consuming like it once was. Like, I don't even think about it like for real that much. But, or like money, you know, like, a big shift for me was being fired because of my belief and my faith, like, which is like crazy to me. Like, in what world is that okay, right? But again, this is the world that we live in. So that was a huge, huge lesson for me, because, you know, it was called the golden handcuffs, because it's like, you know, I made good money, and like, you know, the typical thing is like, you go out now and you go get you like similar or better so that you can maintain what you had, right? Which I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. Like, I think that's logical, right? But the thing that's not logical to people, and why people think I'm crazy, is that that doesn't work for me and the person that I am, right? Working 40 hours does not work for me and the person that I am. Like, and being okay with being exactly who I am, right? Unapologetically. Like, no, I don't want to work 40 hours. And I don't even think that, I never thought that that was normal or okay, right? And especially with like struggling with ADHD, like that is like the work model of corporate America never worked for me, nor school, right? But I got through it, right? Thank God. But why live like that? Why try to live according to a system, in a system that feels tight in the crotch for me? Why keep trying to put them on? I just need to make my own pants. You know what I'm saying? Like, why I keep trying to fit it? Like, it don't work. They tight. But it's a whole bunch of people walking around in pants that's tight in the crotch. Because that's how we were born and bred to, like, do, and we didn't know anything else. I don't know, y'all. It's just, I'm going to end with a quote. How about that? So it's from Oswald Chambers. Seeing is never believing. We interpret what we see in the light of what we believe. Faith is confidence in God before you see God emerging. Therefore, the nature of faith is that it must be tried. All right, friends, Selah, pause and think about that.
Thanks for sharing your time and the space with me today. I hope you heard something in today's episode that made a difference in some way to your own personal journey through adult puberty. Until next time.